Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 10th day in the month of June 2025, and the Lord has indeed been good and kind to us. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be continuing a series we started yesterday, a series that reads Cleave as One, but we'll be looking at the part two today. Cleave as One. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 28, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Psalm 28:2-33, and our memory verse is taken from Matthew 19:6. Matthew 19:6, which says, Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God had joined together, let no man put asunder. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Psalm 133 from verse 1 to 3. Psalm 133 from verse 1 to 3. From verse 1 it reads, How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forever. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, once again our topic is Cleave as One, Part 2. Today I will continue my discussion on why spouses should cleave together. When a married couple live far apart from each other for a long period of time, they will both begin to change according to their different environments without realizing it. As people grow older and have new experiences, they change. And if a married couple are not going through these experiences together, they may become strangers to each other after a while. By the time such couples finally come together, they would likely be shocked by their different experiences and differences. It is difficult to cleave as one with someone you are not living with. What creates strong bonds between some siblings is not just the fact that they were born by the same parents, but that they grew up together and went through certain experiences together. This is also why childhood friends have strong bond. If you really want to cleave to one, you really want to cleave as one with your spouse, you need to live through experiences together. You may say we talk about our day on the phone every evening, but that is not the same as physical interaction. When you study the Bible, you will see that couples who relocated did so together. When Abraham relocated to Egypt, he went with Sarah, like we see in Genesis 13 verse 1. When Elimelech went to Moab in search of a greener pasture, he went with his wife Naomi, like we see in Ruth chapter 1 verse 1. Although their story was tragic, the lesson is that they relocated together. When the angel appeared to Joseph to take Jesus to Egypt because of Herod's murderous intentions, the family went together, like we see in Matthew chapter 2 from verse 13 to 14. There may be some unavoidable situations that may require one partner to travel to another location first. However, in such situations, the family should not stay apart for more than 6 months. Before they come back together again. It is not healthy for couples to cause a separation in their marriage just because they want to relocate to another location they consider to be greener pastures. Anything that will affect the unity of a marriage shouldn't be considered or permitted. Couples should do everything possible to stay together because God commands it, like we see in Mark 10 verse 9. When they are together, it is easier to pray and agree on certain matters. However, when they are in different countries with different time zones, it is difficult. Cleaving to one spouse requires being intentional about bonding, being united, and living through experiences together. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says it is important for married couples to be intentional about living through life's experiences together. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to download, share, or listen to. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, which you can find on Play Store or an Apple Store. You can find it and download it just to enjoy all our shows on the go. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.